May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of Spiritual Cures. Stay tuned. Perhaps whatever we are going to be discussing, you may be having that problem, or maybe you know somebody. So please stay tuned to the end, and let's go to the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. That person who recites Durood e Pak 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Instead of wasting away our short lives in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit for you and I in this world, the grave or the hereafter, why don't we make our mindset that I need to keep my tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Quran e Pak, Durood e Pak, istighfar, and seeking knowledge of deen as well. Because these things will help us in this world, will help us in the grave and hereafter as well, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you and I many bounties that we take advantage of, that sometimes we don't even think about it, we don't consider it, we pay no heed and attention to it. I'm talking about the ability to see with these eyes, the ability to hear with these ears, the ability to speak with this mouth, with this tongue, the capability of using these hands to grasp things, to hold things, and our feet, our legs, to walk from one area to another area. Subhanallah. So millions and billions and countless of thanks to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that He has granted us these bounties. Another beautiful bounty that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us is the teeth. What is the purpose of the teeth? We all know it. The teeth are there to cut through the food, to tear through the food, to break them down into smaller pieces, to crush it, and to make it into a what they call a bolus, meaning like a ball structure. That structure is the food and the saliva as well mixed together, and it forms like a sort of ball structure. And so it's easy for it to go down the esophagus, the food gullet. How wonderful is Allah Azza wa Jal's plans. How easy and simple He has made it for us. We don't know that, you know, we don't see these processes happening, but it's all happening. We are breathing, but we don't think that, okay, I need to breathe in now, I need to breathe out now. Subhanallah, we don't see the processes that are happening within the body. Subhanallah, how the manufacturing plants inside the body, the white blood cells, the red blood cells, how the oxygen is diffusing into the blood, and the blood is transporting that and nutrition throughout the cells of the body. Subhanallah, when you think about it, really, one can only say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Then we must continue praising Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the teeth is there to crush the food so that it is easy for us to swallow it, and it facilitates digestion. Now what happens if we do not take care of these teeth and our gums as well. What happens if we do not crush the food properly and we give the job of the teeth to the stomach? Yes, a person is going to end up with stomach problems, stomach pains, and stomach aches as well. And therefore, when we are eating food, we should ensure that we chew the food amply. We use sufficient time to chew that food so that it becomes liquid. And this will help in digestion, subhanAllah, and save us from many other issues, in particular stomach problems. There's a blessed hadith wherein the beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told us, perform miswak, don't approach me with yellow teeth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is also part of the teaching of Islam regarding dental hygiene. This narration, you can also find it in the beautiful booklet called Virtues of Miswak. You can obtain a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and the bookshop of Dawood Islami, or you can download it for free from dawoodislami.net, along with over 200 different books and booklets on diverse topics from the website, and many of which are translated into over 30 different languages for the benefit of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, it is mentioned that the person who is habitual with using the miswak sharif during wudu remains safe from different types of teeth problems and stomach diseases. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When using the miswak, we should make sure that one end, we chew it properly so that it is soft. If it is hard, it can actually damage our gums and our gums could end up bleeding. So make sure you chew this properly. So this area on one side becomes like bristles. You'll see it. Like bristles, it becomes soft, like a toothbrush. And when we are holding it, we don't hold it like this, with our fist. There is a possibility the person could end up with a certain sickness. Rather, we keep three fingers there. The little finger underneath, the thumb here, and from right to left. This is the motion we must be using to clean the top right hand, and then the top left, bottom right, and the bottom left. And your tongue, you can scrape your tongue in between your gums, under your tongue as well. This is a very much emphasized sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So obtain one, get one today, and start using it with the intention of sunnah. So as long as you are using this, and remember, although you are cleaning your teeth, you are strengthening your gums and your teeth, and you're whitening your teeth, and you're getting rid of bad odors from the mouth, but if you made intention of sunnah, subhanallah, you are then receiving the physical benefits as well as the spiritual benefits as well, subhanallah, because of making intention that I'm practicing upon a sunnah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are many different wada'if, invocations, incantations, things to be recited, things to be done in order to protect our teeth and gums, in order to remain safe from plaque or gingivitis or a tooth decay, toothaches. And yes, toothaches can be rather painful. And a person who has a toothache can end up suffering with headaches as well, and other parts of the face becoming painful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. All praise is due to Allah azza wa jal that He has given us these beautiful methodologies in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can use. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has said, and listen to this, it's something so simple that you and I can practice upon, that if we truly want to save ourselves, our teeth from pain, and you know, pain in other areas as well, then let's try to practice. When a person sneezes, what do we say? Alhamdulillah. Remember, if a Muslim has sneezed and said Alhamdulillah and you heard that, then it is necessary for you to reply. If they say Alhamdulillah, you say Yarhamukallah to they alhamdulillah when they are sneezing. Now we just have to add a little bit more to this. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Prevention is better than cure. How about we start practicing upon this? And how about we share this with others, especially with our offspring, our children or grandchildren and nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and parents as well. Share this with them. If you share it with them, if they practice upon it, you also get thawab and they practice without any reduction in their thawab because you shared it with them, subhanallah. So when a person sneezes, they should try to say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Subhanallah. There is another narration that the person who sneezes and says Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal and then passes the tongue over the teeth like this. Passes the tongue over the teeth, then inshallah ta'ala that person will be safe from dental diseases. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Here we are sharing such simple things, but the important thing is if you want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, then this comes by practicing upon it for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyya, the founder of Dawud Islami, has mentioned in his magnum opus, one of his masterpieces called Fizani Sunnat, in the chapter Rules of Fasting on page 617, the English translation. He mentions there that if a person wants to remove the bad odors from the mouth and wants their teeth to become shining, then practice upon this. Again, something so simple. Allahu Akbar. Take date seeds, khajur. The seeds, burn them and then crush them till they become ash. And then use this to clean the teeth. You can put it on your toothbrush or your finger, not a problem. Use that ash of the burnt date seeds and clean your teeth. Brush your teeth. Move it around, up, down, inside as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the person who regularly does this, that person's teeth will be shining and bad odors will be removed from their mouth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Our master, the great mujaddid, the great reviver of Islam, the destroyer of bid'ah, the reviver of the sunnah, Ash-Shah al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has advised that the person who does the following, that person, their teeth will always be protected from all types of problems. So what is to be done? In your witr salah, Isha salah, we have the three witr wajib. So in the witr salah, they are of course three rak'at. And in the first rakat, after Suratul Fatiha, recite Suratul Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The entire surah. First rakat, after Suratul Fatiha, recite Suratul Nasr one time. In the second rakat, after Suratul Fatiha, recite Surah Lahab. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ. The entire surah one time. And in the third rakat, after Suratul Fatiha, recite Suratul Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. The whole surah once. By doing this, inshallah azza wa jal, that person's teeth will be protected against different types of problems. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Okay, now there's something which has become so common in our societies, and that is the drinking of soda pops, fizzy drinks, carbonated drinks, and all of these different kinds of cool drinks that are there, which are loaded with chemicals and overloaded with sugar as well. I had a friend that he was actually addicted to a certain drink, a soft drink, and before he slept, he had to have a can of that soft drink. He was addicted. The craving was there. And so they add all of these. The next time if you want to have a soda drink, then look at the ingredients. And you will be surprised how many different types of chemicals they add in that little drink. Some of them you cannot even pronounce. You don't know how to pronounce them. Allahu Akbar. But one of the reasons is that maybe a certain chemical, it does the trick in making you addicted to it. And maybe another chemical makes the other person addicted to it. So they add in all of these different chemicals under the guise that, you know what, no, this adds to the flavor and we have to put it in. But it's there to throw the right bait to catch the right fish. So be careful of this. Don't get addicted. Some of them have so much of caffeine, so much of sugar in it, so many different types of chemicals in it, that it is not good for our health. We should try to abstain altogether. If not, then try to cut down till you reach a point where it's easy not to have it. So what should I have? Have that which is the best, which is water. Allahu Akbar, water is the best. Our cells, our body needs water. We are mostly, we are made of water as well. Subhanallah, every living creature is made of water. We need sufficient water so we do not get dehydrated. Sometimes what happens is a person's body in reality is dehydrated. They feel like they're hungry and they end up overeating. And this adds to the weight gain. And this could lead towards obesity and other complications as well. But because the root problem is dehydration and not being hungry. So drink sufficient water. Subhanallah. Many of these fizzy drinks, especially the cola ones, the blackish ones, you would notice in the ingredients, they have this one ingredient called phosphoric acid. Now, phosphoric acid, according to the manufacturers, they say that it is this chemical or this thing that gives the tartness, meaning that sharp taste to that soft drink. And you know, some people have done an experiment where they take these colas that contain that phosphoric acid and they put it into a bottle and they put a nail inside. And after like a week, they come back and guess what? The nail has gone rusted. Or they put a piece of meat inside or a piece of maybe fat or something inside there. And after a week, that meat has been dissolved and eaten up by the cola drink because of that phosphoric acid. So can you imagine what it's doing to us internally inside our bodies? Allahu Akbar. So try to abstain from this. And on those rare occasions that we do drink, then rather use a straw. Because if you're drinking it directly, then it can affect your teeth as well. Because of those different kinds of chemicals and the phosphoric acid that's always hitting your teeth. So it can end up damaging the enamel and damaging the teeth itself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the toothpick, this is a sunnah to use after eating. Yesterday we have, you know, these processed and is highly developed. Some of them are very fashionable, different types of toothpicks. Some of them are flavored toothpicks as well. But back in the days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take a thin piece of branch and would use it for his beautiful and blessed teeth, subhanallah, after eating. And imagine if you and I, if we use a toothpick after eating with the intention that I'm following a sunnah, then just for using the toothpick, you are getting sawab because your intention was made. Then I'm following a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by doing khilal, meaning by cleaning in between the teeth to remove the different particles, food particles, which are stuck in between the teeth. Subhanallah. Before using the toothpick, make the intention, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. You don't have to say it. If you say it, it's better. If somebody else is there, they'll hear it and perhaps they'll also make the intention for some more thawab for you. Otherwise, intention is what is in your heart, what is in your mind. So make the intention, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm using this toothpick, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used a toothpick after eating. Now, when you remove any food particles, now those food particles removed because of the toothpick or even a dental floss as well, must not be swallowed. You must take it out and discard of it. If a person eats something sugary, whether it's a sweet dish or what we call mitai, or maybe sweetmeats or some sweets or chocolate, whatever it may be, then remember to, after eating, to wash the mouth thoroughly. Try not to eat any sugary stuff before going to sleep, especially our children or grandchildren. Don't give them, because their bodies are going to get that sugar rush. And now it's time to sleep. It's time for their lights to go out. It's time for them to recharge their batteries. But now we're recharging their batteries by giving them the sugary drinks or sugary items like sweets and lollipops and chocolates. Very unhealthy for them, or for even grown-ups as well. So try to refrain from sugary items before going to sleep. But at any time, if you're having something sugary, be sure to wash the mouth properly. Otherwise, that sugary items will remain in the mouth, between the teeth, between the gums, and then bacteria is going to end up feeding on this, and then this will lead to tooth decay. Even if a person drinks a cup of tea or coffee, now usually people put sugar in there as well, and when a person finishes to drink, usually people drink, okay, nowadays some people drink iced tea, iced coffee, but generally people drink tea or coffee when it's hot. So after drinking, wait for some time, wait for a few minutes, and then take some water, some cool water into the mouth, bismillah, and put it into the mouth, and now gargle. Move it around in the mouth and do this for at least a few seconds, at least maybe a minute or so, at least 30 seconds, and then you can consume this, subhanallah. But be sure to do this a few minutes after drinking tea or coffee, because if you just drank hot tea or hot coffee or hot milk or hot chocolate, and then immediately thereafter you put cold water into your mouth, then this can also damage one's teeth. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today people spend so much of money on mouthwashes, trying to see which is the best one. And some of them are quite pricey. But subhanallah, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has mentioned a very simple and effective mouthwash for you and I. He has written this in Faizani Sunnat, the chapter Manners of Eating, on page 193, that after eating or drinking anything at any time, take some lukewarm water, put some salt in that and stir it well. Let the salt dissolve in the water thoroughly. Now take that water, don't drink it, rather, sip it in and gargle your mouth. Move it around your mouth for at least 30 seconds. Another benefit of doing this is that the gums will not bleed either. Subhanallah. So this is a beautiful and simple and effective mouthwash. Subhanallah. And to protect and strengthen the gums as well. If one wants to further strengthen the gums, or if there's any teeth which are a little bit loose, then use some olive oil, pure olive oil, and rub it on around the gums, around the teeth as well. Inshallah ta'ala, it will make the gum stronger and it will make those loose teeth stronger as well. Inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, as I mentioned previously, that try to entirely cut out soda pops, fizzy drinks, cool drinks from the lives of our children. But this must be from the word go, from the very beginning. We should discourage cool drinks, because kids themselves also get addicted to cool drinks, junk foods, processed foods, sweets, lollipops, chocolates, and the works. And some of them end up with gum infections, or some of them end up with tooth decay early, or maybe a little bit later in life, they could end up with diabetes, which is a serious and major issue. In fact, today we are hearing cases where children under 10 years old have got diabetes. Allahu Akbar. Allah make it easy for them. But this is a reality. And this is what's happening in our societies because of the food culture, because they are craftily marketing in the shopping centers, in on the billboards, on social media, that you must just buy and consume and eat and consume. That's all they want. They want your hard-earned money. Let's be wise. Let's not be tempted by these things that can actually harm us, harm our bodies, harm our health as well. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you're going to offer salah, before going, if you need to use a toothpick, use a toothpick. If you need to use the miswak, use that as well. Be sure to brush your teeth thoroughly, not just a few seconds, but thoroughly, at least twice every day, when you wake up in the morning and before retiring to bed. And it must be thorough. Inshallah ta'ala, these practices will help us, inshallah. If a person eats a certain dish that gives off a bad breath, we are advised that eat coriander leaves and chew it well, so that it helps to clean the teeth. You can also use the following to clean the teeth. If one uses dry or fresh petals, rose petals, and you chew it well, this will help the teeth. It will help to rid one of bad breath as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it will prove beneficial. Some people, they suffer from halitosis, which is bad breath. Now keep in mind that the ruling that if a person maybe has eaten something, maybe raw onions, raw garlic, or has just smoked a cigarette, eating anything that gives off a nasty smell, a bad odor, then that person is not allowed to enter the masjid until they get rid of that bad smell, that bad breath. Even if they are suffering, we can say naturally, from halitosis, they need to ensure that they need to do something. Maybe use a miswak regularly and see a hygienist or a dentist as well, to try and prescribe them something that can try and get rid of that halitosis and that bad breath as well. And why are you doing that? There's a very beautiful Salat ala Nabi. There's a Durood Pak, actually, that one, if the person recites the following Durood Sharif 11 times in a single breath from time to time, then inshallah ta'ala, the person's bad breath will be removed. Allahu Akbar. Now I must say, in the beginning, one might find it challenging, but if you keep practicing upon it, you'll be able to recite it 11 times in one breath. So take a deep breath and recite, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyy tahir. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyy tahir. Once more, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyy tahir. You can actually find this wazifa, this Durood Pak, in Faizan Sunnat, Blessings of I'tikaf, page 728, in the English translation. You can find this there, memorize it, And if you yourself or you know somebody who has halitosis and is suffering from bad breath, share this with them. It may just help them if they have the true and strong yaqeen in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah ta'ala, this will help them to get rid of that halitosis, of that bad breath. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I'm just going to share a few homemade remedies as well as some spiritual cures and treatments with regards to toothaches. Now, at least maybe every 6 months or at least 1 year, every year, one should visit their dentist. And the dentist obviously will do the necessary checks and tests and see that what a person is going through, what's happening in the mouth, what's happening with the teeth, the gums, and can advise better. So don't leave that angle and that part out of it. With that, you can practice upon these wada'if and these invocations as well. For the person whose teeth are paining, then after reciting the following blessed verse of Surah Yasin 3 times, blow onto your finger and then rub this onto the teeth, especially the tooth or the teeth that are paining. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the pain will subside. What is to be recited? Part 23, Surah Yasin, verse 58.
Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim.
Surah Yasin, verse 58. Recite this ayah, this verse, 3 times. Blow onto your finger and then wipe that area that is paining, the tooth or those teeth which are paining. This will help, inshallah ta'ala. Furthermore, write the following or get it written down by somebody who's able to write Arabic properly. Write the following 7 times on a piece of paper. Fold the paper, elasticate it, plastic coat it, and make it like an amulet, like a ta'weez. And use that and press it beneath the molar, press it beneath the teeth. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the pain of the molar will be gone. So what is to be written down on the piece of paper? 7 times. Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu. This must be written down 7 times on a piece of paper, folded up, plastic coated, and just bite on it, place it beneath the teeth that is paining, inshallah Azza wa Jal, the pain will go away. Now, if somebody's gums are very sore and it is swelling or pus is oozing out, then take approximately 5 grams of alum and put this in a glass of water, heat it up, and when the alum melts and is mixed with the water, dissolves in the water, then take some of that and rub it on the teeth and the gums as well. If the gums are painful or it is swelling, inshallah Azza wa Jal, by practicing upon this, they will get better, inshallah ta'ala. Ultimately, the shifa, the cure, is from none other than Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And these are just the means, the tablets, the medication, the capsules, the cough syrups, cough mixtures, even the ta'weedat as well, the wada'if as well. These are the means. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who grants shifa, who places shifa in those medications, in those ruhani ilaj and spiritual cures. So we must have full yaqeen in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And we must not aggravate our problems. If I'm having a certain problem and I know that the root cause of this problem is this, or one of the factors are these things, so of course I need to abstain from that. I need to minus that out from my life. Because if I continue, then what's going to happen? It's going to negatively affect me. My problem won't go away. My problem will increase. The pain will increase. The suffering will increase. And one of the reasons of damaging one's teeth are to smoke cigarettes. So try, and here's another reason to try and cut it out from our lives, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if somebody has an acute toothache, meaning the teeth are really paining, or at least one tooth, and there's a severe pain in that tooth, in that region, then that person should recite the following 21 times whilst in a state of wudu, and then blow onto some salt. Recite the following, I'll share that in a moment. Recite the following 21 times whilst you have wudu. After recitation, blow onto some salt, and then take that salt and rub it on that painful tooth or those painful teeth, and place some of it between the teeth. Do it at least 2 times or 3 times in the day. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, the teeth or the tooth will get better. What is to be recited? Again, very simple, very easy. Surah Quraysh. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. The entire surah. 21 times, whilst in a state of wudu, then blow onto some salt, take that salt, rub onto the affected area, the tooth that is paining, or the teeth that are paining, and take some of that salt and place it between the teeth, inshallah azza wa jal. You do this 2 to 3 times a day, it will help to remove those pains by the will of Almighty Allah azza wa jal. You can also find this beautiful narration and this home remedy, we can say, in the very beautiful booklet, very inspiring booklet called Ailing Worshipper on page 35 to 36. Try to obtain this booklet from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawud Islami, and you can obtain the hard copy from them. Or again, you can download this for free from dawudislami.net. And that book as well, it contains many different wada'if, many different wada'if, invocations, incantations, awrad, on different issues, on issues that are affecting you and I in our society today as well. Another book that every home must have, besides obviously the Quran, which we must all have in our homes, try to obtain Kanzul Iman. Kanzul Iman has been published by Dawud Islami. This is the translation of Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Riza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it has been published in English. The hard copies are also available. The soft copy is available for download from the website as well. And once you start reading it, believe me, you will just want to continue reading it, because it's in a very simple manner. Very simple English has been used so that we all can understand it, subhanallah. Try to have laws of salah. This is very beneficial to learn more or less the A to Z of your salah, the method of wudu, the method of ghusl, the method of tayammum, the method of salah itself, the blessings of adhan, method of the Eid salah, method of the traveler salah, method of miss salah, and so much more as well, mashallah. Try to obtain laws of salah. Try to obtain Madani Panj Surah. This Madani Panj Surah is a must as well for every home. Believe me, once you have it, once you've downloaded it, you'll understand what I'm saying. Because there's a chapter on du'as, different types of du'as. There's a chapter on awrad and wada'if, different wada'if invocations to be recited at in different circumstances and situations as well. Then you'll have, subhanallah azza wa jal, the blessings of durood-e-paak and salawat, the blessings of nawafil salah, your tahajjud salah, awwabin, ishraq, chasht, salatul hajat, salatul istikhara, the method of doing it, and the manner of doing it as well, what to be recited in which rakat, subhanallah. You'll also find the encouragement towards the blessings of nafil fast, optional fast as well, and regarding the holy months, different months and significant dates and significant events attached to them, and much more as well, subhanallah. So try to obtain this. Don't forget, Dawud Islami has daily, weekly, monthly activities just for you and I, for the Ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to uplift us, to hold our hand, to guide us, to provide us with essential Islamic knowledge from authentic sources, and the environment is created where it's easy to learn. And once you learn, you convey this to others, you teach it to others as well. Every Saturday evenings, South African time, 6 p.m., Subhanallah, is Madani Mudhakara, which is a segment, which is a program, a silsila, wherein Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he is live and he answers questions, different types of questions on different topics from around the world. So if you log in there, you'll gain so much of knowledge. And for Islamic brothers, they should travel on Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami to practically learn the Sunnah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.